This is John McMullen welcoming you to episode 6 of the John Mack Show. I'm sitting outside my local Barnes & Noble with people walking by. I'm just taking a break from writing a column. And I've been thinking about how that a lot of people don't understand, if they're not in the business or haven't done it themselves, that writing is hard work. Particularly when you have the requirements of getting something out every week or every month, or some people every couple of days. I generally write 2 columns a week for the Westchester Guardian. One is on technology, the other is on whatever I feel like writing. The one on technology, creative disruption, requires me to constantly be on, or try to be on top of what's going on in the technology field and where we're going, to what we're going in the future with possibly computers disappearing and voice-activated devices in our homes, cars, on our wrists, and other things, changing the way that we work, changing where we live, changing how we interact with business and with other people. So that requires research. The other column requires me to think about things that are interesting to me. And in the last month or so, I've written about being at the Giant Colt game in 1958, considered the greatest football game ever, and bringing home part of the goalpost, or winding up in Joan Payson's private party when the Mets won the first World Series. I had no more right to be there than I'd have to be in the Oval Office now with Barack Obama, but through luck I happened to be there. Or writing about a priest leaving his parish after 18 years and ostening, the same priest who was once the assistant to Bishop Fulton J. Sheehan and was the angel that rubbed off his blackboard. So I have a wide variety of things I can write about. It has to be something that interests me. The great Red Smith, sports columnist for the New York Herald Tribune and then the New York Times, is credited with saying that when he has to write something difficult, he sits down at his typewriter and opens a vein. In other words, it's hard work. Most people don't see that. I read work by Pete Hamill, and whether it's his novels or his essays or the book that I'm presently reading, Downtown, My Manhattan, and the words just seem to flow so easily, and he writes so well that it's very easy to be either jealous of him, as I am, or to think that this really isn't a hard racket. And it's a very hard racket. But it's fun. I've done many things through my life. I'm a technologist. I spent years implementing systems. I spent years managing large computer departments at brokerage firms, and being a consultant for 25 years. I also teach in colleges. That is a kick because you help bring information to people and you can see it in their eyes. But one of the great feelings is to spend time, even if it is hard work, writing, and then to see what you wrote in print, and to get an occasional, not often, but an occasional compliment on it. Whether I got compliments on Facebook because I put links up there to direct people to it, whether people link to it through my website, which is www.johnmack13, that's johnmack13.com, or whether it's just people read it in the newspaper. So it's the kind of work that's very enjoyable. It's very difficult craft now because of all of the newspapers merging, because of people going to the web, because of people getting their news elsewhere. But it is the best thing that I've done in my life, or the most enjoyable. I've been very lucky throughout my career in all these different things. I've always enjoyed what I do. And that's the major thing people have to do. I do not differentiate very well between work and play. It's just things that I do. And if you're able to do that, I believe you'll have an enjoyable life. If work becomes a drudgery for you, then you're better off doing something else. And I've been very lucky that the transition that I've made over the years from being an English major to a technologist to a manager to a consultant to a teacher to a writer has all been smooth, and it's all been just being in the right place at the right time. So I've been very lucky, and I wish the same luck to anyone that hears this broadcast, and I hope that you'll join me at my website, www.johnmack13.com, and check out some of the things that have been posted on my blog, on Salon, or at the Westchester Guardian, or at other places. We're in the process of developing more and more links, and also a radio broadcast that I've done. There are links there. So either I'll see you there, or hopefully I'll see you back here. Until then, see ya.